Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 66, Olympic-inspired goal-setting strategies for writers. Today, I'm leaning on Olympic marathoner Meb Keflesky's goal-setting strategies to help us set good writing goals. They're pretty close to SMART goals, but I like these examples from Meb's running experience. It starts with this. A good goal has personal meaning. Meb points out that no one gave him a goal or forced a goal on him. No one said, you have to win the 2014 Boston Marathon or you have to make the 2012 Olympic team. He says, those were goals I set for myself. When I told myself I want to win Boston, it just felt right. I felt that chasing that goal would motivate me to do what was necessary to achieve it, and that doing so would require me to do my best. Your goals should have that same pull on you. They should be things you want to achieve for yourself, not to meet someone else's expectations. Same with your writing. If you find yourself with a goal, make sure it's yours. Make sure it has personal meaning. Make sure it's something you want to pursue for yourself, not because it's a trend in publishing, or it's the next logical thing after earning your MFA, or it's what your friends or parents or spouse or coworkers expect of you. Your goal has to be yours, and it has to feel right, and it should have a pull on you to do what's necessary to achieve it and requires you to do your best. A good goal is specific. Rather than say, I want to run well at Boston, Meb stated specific goals, win the 2014 Boston Marathon, and make the 2012 Olympic team. And the great thing about being specific is he knew how to devise a plan to get him there. As a runner, he had exact times to aim for. A more ordinary runner could set a time goal for a personal best, or determine a number of times or a number of miles to run per week. Writers can follow this same approach. We could set a goal of landing our first byline in a local magazine or submitting a short story to a literary journal by January 2017. A writer might want to start a blog and publish an article once a week, starting on a specific date. The plan leading up to that might be to identify two or three local magazines that might be a good fit, find their submission guidelines, and outline an article to propose in a query by a certain date. Or write a certain number of words in that short story and set a deadline to finish the draft in order to submit within a literary journal's reading period. And that new blogger might write several blog posts prior to launching the blog in order to have a little cushion as he adjusts to that new schedule. So to follow Meb's plan, the first two steps are that the goal has to feel right to you and works best when it's specific because you can figure out exact steps to lead you to the target you're aiming for. Next, a good goal is challenging but realistic. Meb says your goals should require you to reach outside your comfort zone while remaining within the realm of possibility. In other words, it should stretch you without breaking you or causing you to give up. He warns against aiming too low or too high. In his running world, he says an example is if you've run a 2-hour half marathon and then your next goal is to run another 2-hour half marathon, that might not be particularly inspiring as a goal. On the other extreme, to imagine you could lower your half marathon time by an hour would be unattainable in a reasonable time frame. If a writer is just starting out and has only written 3 blog posts, it's probably unrealistic to set a goal of pitching to the New Yorker or National Geographic in a reasonable time frame. But that 3-post writer might set the goal of increasing the frequency of how often he posts over the next 2 months. Maybe he'd switch from once a week to twice a week. Or he might set a goal of increasing social media presence or trying to guest post at a website that's open to new voices. That could be challenging, but realistic. A good goal has a time element. Meb says we need a time element, a deadline, and warns against a someday goal. Instead, he says set a deadline that's doable. After all, he observes, if you decide to run a marathon and that race is 2 weeks away, and you only run 3 or 4 miles a couple times a week, you can't be ready. You picked a goal that's coming up too fast. And if you set that goal way far out in the future, Meb thinks you're unlikely to work toward it. So he recommends planning 3 to 6 months ahead for a big goal, including short-term goals that work toward it. Meb breaks down goals to the monthly level and then to week-by-week goals. This hits close to what I've been recommending to some of my clients. which is to look ahead and think in quarters, and then break down those 3 months into monthly goals, and then break that down even further into 2 week spans of time where you can revisit the plan at the end of those 2 weeks, stop and kind of evaluate how the plan is going, what processes need to be added, how are you behind and why, and then tweak it as needed. Finally, a good goal keeps you motivated. Meb, like so many people, says to write down the goal. I do that. I like to write it down and find it keeps me motivated to see it in black and white on a page. Meb also recommends telling a few people your goals, but you know what? Some people say to stay silent. Derek Sivers is one of them. He says in a 3-minute TED talk that telling someone your goals sort of tricks your mind to thinking it's already done. You felt satisfaction in the telling, and you're less inclined to do the hard work necessary to actually achieve the goal, so keep quiet, he says. Well, in review, pick a goal with personal meaning, make it specific, keep it challenging but realistic, add a time element, and stay motivated. I'll leave it up to you whether or not to share it with others. You might whisper it to your writing coach so the two of you can devise a plan together. Otherwise, I recommend you write it down, create a plan, and start writing. By the way, Meb was the oldest Olympic marathoner in the 2016 Olympics, represented by the U.S. And that's a reminder that our goals will evolve as we evolve. As riders, what we aim for when we first start out will naturally be different from the goal we pursue mid-career. As we and our riding lives mature, our goals mature, and that's a natural progression of our work. And it means we've likely come a long way and achieved much of what we set out to do. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a riding coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your riding goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.